With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, the Green New Deal resolution sought to speed a transition of the U.S. economy away from burning oil, gas, and coal in the name of climate change. The cattle industry was also in the crosshairs of the Green New Deal due to greenhouse gas emissions. But when it came time to vote, there were 57 against the resolution in the 100-member chamber, with 43 Democrats voting present, avoiding an up or down vote altogether. The NCBA's Scott Yeager says he was surprised by the vote.
There is stuff in there that we think is problematic that will impact our industry and hurts us. So we are advocating against the Green New Deal. Point taken that there's a whole lot of hypocrisy here in D.C. for a group of senators who support this bill that then go turn around, go to the Senate floor, and vote effectively to block it from moving forward. It's one of those things that, you know, happens almost, you know, I'm not going to say all the time in D.C., but it's part of the political calculus as they're making their decisions. But to the average person out in Iowa, average person out in Nevada, this does not make sense. This does not make sense, period.
Many say that the Green New Deal was really never expected to pass, but it was expected to get a little more support among Democrats and possibly become a big topic in the 2020 presidential election. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.